USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats in the House Oversight Committee are demanding the White House turn over documents related to how the Trump administration handled security clearances for advisors, including Jared Kushner. Democratic Congressman Mark DeSantis of California was asked on CNN if Kushner should be subpoenaed if he doesn't respond.
Of course. I think this is a period where the White House is testing us, but this is the way we are supposed to act.
A New York Times story said that Trump ordered his former chief of staff, John Kelly, to provide Kushner with a clearance. Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the U.S. has gone from pessimism to optimism due to the current administration.
He has ended the war on business. He has ended the war on energy. He has ended the war on success.
Major chain stores Gap, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, and Foot Locker all announced massive closures totaling more than 465 stores over the past 48 hours. That'll bring the number of planned store closures this year to well over 4,500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee entered the Democratic 2020 presidential race Friday, saying that he's the only candidate who would make defeating climate change the nation's top priority.
We have one chance to defeat climate change, and it is right now.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett told CNN's Poppy Harlow he thinks climate change could threaten economic growth.
Yes, I think that Nordhaus's work, is food for thought about what could happen, and it's something that people should take seriously and think about.
Hassett cited Yale University economist William Nordhaus, Nobel laureate who is known for his economic modeling on climate change. A widespread recall of common blood pressure and heart failure medications has been expanded to include more drugs containing Losartan. The recall is due to an impurity that is classified as a potential human carcinogen. The recall is the latest in an ongoing investigation into a class of drugs known as angiotensin receptor blockers, or ARBs, which contain either Valsartan, Losartan, or Irbesartan, and are used in patients with high blood pressure and other conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The family of a Northern California rapper who was shot more than 24 times by police intends to sue the city of Vallejo, alleging the police response was bungled from start to finish. 20-year-old William Coy was fatally shot February 9th after apparently falling asleep in the front seat of a car at the drive-thru of a Taco Bell in the San Francisco Bay Area. Police say 6 officers opened fire after McCoy appeared to reach for a gun in his lap. His sister, Simone Richard, and others held a news conference Thursday saying her brother was executed.
You know, y'all didn't give him a chance to put his hands up. Y'all didn't give him a chance to say who his name was. Y'all didn't even give him a chance to lift his hand up to make sure to acknowledge it was the police. Y'all never gave him a chance. And that's not right. Like, they didn't give Willie a chance. Y'all did that because he was black.
A loaded handgun was found in McCoy's lap, a .40-caliber semi-automatic with an extended magazine. The officers were initially placed on administrative leave and returned to duty after meeting with a psychologist. A statement from the parents of the late American college student Otto Warmbier says they disagree with President Trump and hold Kim Jong-un and what they call his evil regime responsible for their son's death. President Donald Trump says his view on North Korea's role is being misinterpreted, tweeting, "Of course I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death." Trump praised the Warmbier as a tremendous symbol of strong passion and strength, but he didn't take back his earlier comments that he took Un at his word that he wasn't aware of how Warmbier was being treated during his 17 months in captivity. Warmbier died soon after his 2017 release. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.